Chapel.
Miller's Chapel. I couldn't think of the name of it. All I could think of was Walnut Grove. I don't know where I got that.
Maybe you got a boyfriend there.
At Walnut Grove? I don't even know. I don't even know where that is. I don't know why, where that name came
well,
from.
Well, hey, it's
where
way
it?
Back east.
Walnut Grove?
Walnut Grove is...
I don't even know where I got that name. I've never...
Well, you go through Newport.
Through Newport. I know where Newport is.
And take 23 Highway.
Well, I don't know where...
And go through the 23 Highway, and then you'll hit another place over there at... there's Cache. Cache, Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
And Walnut Ridge is somewhere in there close to Cache.
I love that.
It's south of Otwell.
Miller's Chapel. What were the roads made of out there when you were a boy?
Just dirt. We call one of the hills the Clay Hill, and log bridge, and just first one little name or another we'd call it.
When they first started to pave them, what would they use?
They never have even started to pave them out there.
Out there, they still have.
No, they're still just old dirt roads. Gravel was the first thing. This 71 Highway,
mm-hmm.
the first thing that was ever done did was gravel.
Mm-hmm.
And when it was a gravel road, it missed right up here, what they call Lover's Lane. It come around here and right down through town. And then they bypassed the town over here and put it pavement, concrete.
Mm-hmm.
But that there, and there, the first 71 Highway wasn't blacktop.
Mm-hmm.
It was just gravel.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about a road, what do you call it, type of road that's between two fences?
A lane road.
A lane road. And what about a little road that kind of goes outside of town that goes off from the main road?
Oh, they just called either a side road or a private road. If it just went to one person's house, what wasn't nothing but a private road.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Michael.
Well, what about in town for people to walk on? They walk on the
sidewalk.
And if you were walking along the road and a dog jumped out at you and scared you, what would you pick up and...
I'd usually just scold him or grab me a rock.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you would sometimes use a rock, and then you'd...
I would if he kept coming.
You wouldn't wait for him to get up there, you'd say?
No. I wouldn't wait for him to bite me.
Before you get at you, you'd go ahead and throw it at him.
I'd either do that or pull my knife out of my pocket. And if I pulled my knife out of my pocket, before I went to talking to her, I was having it with their dog.
Oh.
And he come by. He come out there and he was aiming back, and I just reached in my pocket and pulled my knife out. And I told that dog, I said, "Oh, this cut your guts out." That's what I told him.
Oh.
And that dog says, "Boo, boo." And he turned right around, went back on that porch, and he never did come out on me no more. Never did try to bite me no more after I told
you
him.
You mean after you told me
after
that?
After I told him, and I pulled the knife out and showed it to him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I didn't have this good knife then.
Mm-hmm.
He'd believe me if I'd pulled this one out.
Sounds like he believed you even with the other one.
See there?
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Busted.